A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, you got someone you got beef with and you don't look them in the eye because you've been like, I don't fuck with them. But sometimes you kind of need the look to be like, are they fucking looking? And but you can't ask that. You don't want to look thirsty. You want to look like you don't give a fuck about them. But unfortunately, maybe they live rent free in your head. Okay, I get it. Now, with my service, which is called, that motherfucker's still looking at me? And you have to say it like that into your phone in order for it to actually register. We have a series of cameras that are set up and volunteers that can actually identify. When you're in a situation, it's pretty specific. It's very easy to monitor if one person is looking at you and if you need to look away, if you need to make space, et cetera, what have you. It's really fantastic for, you know, very petulant people with a lot of money and really fragile egos. And because of that, business is fucking booming. Sonic booming. Shout out Guile, Street Fighter, and all that. Thank you so much for having me. I am Sophia Alexandra.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to blow up your spot, but I am a little bit. Have you guys seen the cover of Businessman Daily today?
No.
Guess who's on it?
Who?
The inventor of the product you just named.
Oh, my.
You know what?
Thank you so much. That's me, right?
Mm-hmm. It's you.
Okay,
it's
sorry. Totally I'm not used to winning. I'm not used to winning.
I know.
Who is you?
I know.
I'm saying, who am I? You? Yeah.
Oh, who am I? Hello. I am the CEO and founder of Businessman Daily. My name is Miles Gray.
Oh, shit. Should have known better. You're coming back hot. You've been near the equator too long. The sun hits different, and now you have to spit my fucking beer everywhere. Anyway, shout out to you.
I am so
shout out to
loopy
you
from the plane,
dude. I'm telling you, I get it. You wake up, you go to Juan Santa Maria Ortoporto in San Jose.
Do you know how many times I said Ortoporto to myself in my head and laughed maniacally? Anytime people actually said it properly.
Yes, when I was in Spain. Same thing. I was like, yo, I mean, how do I get to the Ortoporto? Shout out anybody in the Ortoporto, okay? And also your padre's boss there.
Ortoporto.
Anyway, shout out to all of us and shout out to you, the listener, because you've stumbled upon or intentionally are listening to one of the number one podcasts in the universe. It is called 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't matter today because today we're talking about the original 90 Day Fiancé.
Yep.
And guess what? It's
what?
The tell-all. Fucking finally.
Fuck your life. It's the tell-all. What do you want to do about it? Man, you know, some shit. It's sloppy. It's sloppy. It's like
are some personality changes that we have got to discuss.
Namely,
how they came about.
Them. There's a few things, and I guess we'll get to it as it all unfolded. I feel like honestly, they were doing a lot, because they had to. It was like a bottle of old salad dressing that needed to be sort of agitated to look more than just settled layers of oil and dust. But let's just get into it. Kara, she pulls up first. Kara, she's ready to, I guess, scrap. She was kind of like, you know, if people have problems, like she came in with some tough energy.
You don't want no problems, big Kara.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh, she glued up. Maybe what's going on? She's pregnant. That's what it was. That was my first thought when I saw her. I was like, she's something going on.
I felt like a real asshole because I just like noticed the titties first, and I was like, them titties is popping. And then I was like, oh, she's pregnant. Oh, I'm a piece of shit.
That's what happens. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Objectification is totally okay if the person is not carrying another person inside them.
That's just a science fact. Feminist. When the pregnant female is pregnant, the breasticles expand. That's not me being a pervert. That's me just witnessing the objective reality. It's called science. Eve pulls up with Muhammad. She is still the sole provider. She's still with him. She's looking pressed. He got rid of his, like, scammer IG model haircut. You know what I mean? Like, he looked, like, when he had that, like, slick back, long top shit he was rocking. I like that he kept it low. Mm-hmm. And giving us his real, like, Egyptian vibes. Maybe, you know, it'd be cool to just try some S-curl, Muhammad. I want to see what that looks like. Just want to see what that kind of, just set it off for me. Baby and Ari, they show up. They are still struggling. Whoa, really? Oh my gosh.
Every day I'm struggling. That's Ari's fucking motto.
They look Mr. Weatherby. They look tired of life and each other. Like, Biniam didn't say shit. You know what I mean? Like, the whole time. Even when people were fucking slamming his woman. He was just like, I don't give a shit. I got a pink suit on. What the fuck you want me to do?
He was like, I expected my suit to do most of the talking. And guess what? That is what's happening.
Yeah. Well, someone else had a suit that was doing a lot more talking. Patrick and Thais, they now live in Vegas. Okay. Y'all are globetrotting. She's still worried about John. Bilal is still doing a lot of mansplaining. Like the first thing out of Shida's mouth is like, yeah, like he won't let me say stuff like, describe anything he's saying as like lecturing me. He won't let me say that. He'll get upset. Kobe and Emily having problems. But again, Emily also ready to handle any problems. She said, yeah, if you know people want to talk shit, I'm ready. Jabri and Miona.
That is real Hitler with a weave energy for sure.
Ooh, Hitler with a weave. What did you think of Jabri and Miona? They had two looks.
Okay, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I texted you while I was watching this, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm sorry. What happened to Jabri?
Mm.
What happened? Mm. He's on one to a degree that I cannot explain, understand, etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. like, are you mad your mom didn't move to Joshua Tree? Like, what exactly is your problem? You have your, you know, chocolate queen, hashtag black love.
Mm-hmm,
you obviously have as many ugly outfits as the good Lord has blessed you with.
Well,
what is happening? Why are you so mad?
I think he saw what people's response was to him on the internet, came back, had something to say, but he also had I think he posted something to the effect of like, dude, I'm always like, he's like, I've been an entertainer since I was in the third grade type post. And he's like, I'm just having fun, like, blah, 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 which I get it. I mean, it's also like the move of someone who's thirsty for the camera. And of course, you're going to be super loud and shit and aggressive so you can get the camera onto you. But I do want to talk about
bless his heart that he thinks he's compelling in any way. It was just like annoying.
He does.
It was like when the most boring person in the world gets like a megaphone. Mm-hmm. You're like, we mm-hmm. don't really like you more now because we can hear you better. We like you less. Why don't you shut the fuck up? You are truly going insane on the stage.
So him and Miona pull up in matching coats. I want to say they went to Wilson's Leather and copped a couple dusty ass trench coats and then let a 4-year-old scribble on it after showing them one picture of a Basquiat. That's just my take, okay? Don't worry about me. I am a hater. I did not like those coats. But then he did get, he fucking actually was wearing like a Technicolor dream coat, I think, when he fucking came out. So yeah.
If you can't wear that outfit without being like so defensive and aggressive about it,
yeah,
you don't have the swag.
Yeah.
You can't do this.
Yeah.
So.
And then I like how he rehashed the story when they're all on stage. He's like, yeah, David put me in a coma. And then I dated his sister, so
we got even.
Right?
I was like, that got me messed up so hard. When yeah. he's like, yeah, so it's actually a really cute story. Basically, like, this dude put me in a coma. And then, you know, my mom, when I came out of the coma, sent me to, you know, a military school. And then, like, you know, yada, 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 I fucked his sister.
Mm-hmm.
You're like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what was that fucking story just now?
Yeah.
You really definitely
I was in a coma,
flew by
dude.
A couple real important points.
It was wild. He was saying, I don't know. I think it sounded like racial slurs. I don't know. But I was in a coma after. And then my mom, she was devastated. I remember she was saying she was like crying by my bedside for like 7 weeks straight because I wasn't coming to. And then I can fucking woke up upright on miracle status. You feel me? In my crashing 100 miles an hour in my Scion TC. I don't know. Whatever. Bless him and his heart. I'm glad he came out the coma and they were able to come together to create the Black Absurds, which is really cool.
I really just want to know, like, how good that lady's pussy was. Like, is it enough to make up for not just the coma, but also military school? That is a lot of pressure to place on a clitoris. And that is not the way to treat a clitoris. It doesn't like that.
Yeah.
Mashing it like it's a fucking pinball machine button.
Yeah, like he's trying to put, like he's trying to patch up some drywall first before he scrapes it. So sorry.
So mad at it, but you're so right.
Y'all, touch it lightly. Touch it very lightly. Very lightly.
Start super lightly. A lot of wetness. Lightly. If there's no wetness, you're not doing it right.
Yeah. If it's not wetness, it's not correctness. Okay.
Exactly. And as you know, that is one of our biggest slogans.
Obviously, if it's not merch, wetness, obviously. It's not correctness. Touch it light. What you want to do is you want to start from a place
where somebody says, breath.
Go harder. You want somebody to say, go harder. Not some go, ah, what the fuck? Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Never want that.
I literally do a joke on stage about this where it's like, you know, whatever, I'll just tell you the line from it where, like, right, the guy tries to suck a clitty off a pussy like it's the last edamame in the pod. Like, that shit hits.
The thing is,
Miles fainted.
As a kid, fucking put your teeth on it and rake that shit, like, to get
He's
it out.
He's talking about edamame, not fucking clits, just to be clear.
No,
Jesus.
Actual edamames. Actual edamames. Anyway, just so you know, if it's not wetness, it's not correctness. Start light. Ask people. You want people to ask you for harder, not what the fuck are you doing? Okay, just philosophically, that's where you want to go. Okay, unless you're mm-hmm. playing in a brass band, which the attack is very, very important. I will say that you go wrong and strong is the philosophy when you're playing in a marching band. Very different things, but let's keep going. Next point I do want to bring up: why the fuck were Tim and Kenny there? That's the next thing we see.
So that's kind of the biggest thing I texted you. I was like, what are they doing with these commentators? And like, honestly, if you're going to have someone be a commentator, it should be me and Miles. It mm-hmm. should not be Kenny trying to deal with fucking Tim's fucked up ass.
Yeah.
He's wearing fucking knee-high boots for some reason.
Yo.
And like sparkly pants. And
his outfit was fucked up.
It was so fucked up.
Yeah.
And he also kept that other hair. I'm like, if you're going to change your outfit, like, maybe give that hair a shot. I don't fucking know.
I'm sorry. Like, respect to... Look, we like Kenny and Armando. You know what I mean?
Yes, of
course. Sorry.
Hashtag Broom City.
Look, with my honor, all due respect, okay, the only commentary I'm really interested from Kenny is on Hannah's broom collection.
That's what I'm saying. How many brooms are we up to?
That's it. I get it. He is fun to watch, and we do feel good about him. He's not. I don't go to him for like the fucking spice cakes. And Tim was first. Okay, first of all,
so we talked about this too. We're like,
no, one thing at a time. His, I gotta come for his outfit. He had like iridescent, like leggings on.
Yeah.
That were meant to simulate what I believe is like the creature's dick from The Shape of Water.
Correct. Those were Shape Water dick pants.
Yeah, his legs were the dick from The Shape of Water. And then he had knee-high riding boots on.
That shit messed me up. Because you know that man is 5 feet tall. Can you imagine how much of him is boot? That's like 40% boot.
Woo! The eyebrows, sir. Those are not threaded.
That's so much boot.
Those were breaded and fried.
Bunch of calamaris up in that bitch.
Anyway, the other thing which was wild, bro, I thought my man's looked pretty fucked up also, allegedly. To me, he was telling, look, I mean, you know, there's this
when you mix
voice,
alcohol.
When you mix pills a little bit, you're like fucked up. You know, I can't believe he's doing that right now. Like, there's a place in your throat you talk when you're pretty fucked up, and it's like over here. Most of the time people talk here. Okay, they're saying, wow, look at that. That's what, I don't want any problem. Why are you telling me about sperm? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That was a little rough.
I believe the exact quote was, I don't know why I don't want to talk about sperm with you, a gay man. Yeah, is it because you're homophobic and think that he's going to try to fuck you even though you're disgusting and are 90% boot? Like, no. This is not an imminent threat to you, okay?
Yeah. He is, again, man, it was a little rough hearing him talk like that, because he reminded me of myself on some pretty bad times. Like, just like, you're a little bit delayed, and you could, like, look at my face, you know what I mean?
How many Woo. Cocaine binges did it take in the year of our Satan 2022 for them to put Kenny and Tim together?
Kenny, first of all, Kenny didn't deserve that.
No, he didn't. He deserves much better.
I would have, honestly, if it was him and Armando, fine. I don't have to feel negative. I'll just be like, that felt extra. They didn't add anything. Unfortunately, that combo felt superfluous. My honor.
That is correct, my honor.
Thank you, my honor. The hateration rests. But
hey,
yeah. Yes.
My honor?
Yeah.
Can you celebrate your victory at the dancerie later on tonight?
Yeah, no need no hateration, holleration in this dancerie. Let's get a perk. You got perks? You got perks, you said? Oh, let's get it percolating? Okay, while you're waiting. So, okay, this Mary J. Blige. Okay, I thought you had perks.
So, yeah. And again, the entire point of watching shows like this is that you yourself are screaming at the screen because you yourself are the commentator.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch someone else watching the show I'm also watching.
Not for some second-rate ass fucking commentary, please.
Come on.
I could have watched Hannah just like look at the outfits and be like, no, I don't really like that. Oh, that's nice.
That would have been way better. 100%.
Being all giving them the third degree. Anyway, so Sean starts off the whole fucking. See, that was just like the little preamble shit, the buildup. Now we're on stage. Sean gets to the stage, starting off fucking messy. She's like, okay, two of y'all are pregnant.
Raise I your knew she was bringing hand. Fucking chaos energy.
She really did.
She
give
was
a
feisty
fuck.
Off the. Pop. Some of the other lines she said in this, I was like, dude, this is why I fuck with you, Sean.
Yeah, she didn't give a fuck. And you know what? That's what I was like, you know what? I see you shaking the fucking things. Being like, let me get some life out of some flavor out of here. And we get our hands raised. It's Cara and Guillermo, Thais and Patrick. Then she's like, Bilal and Shida, how are y'all doing? They're still learning
so
each other.
So shady.
They're learning each other. Oh, okay.
It's like the one
that.
Couple that was actually trying to have children. She's like, so how are you guys doing? Anyone in the Anything womb? That? And she's like,
No, I think I'm with a piece of shit, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, can you move on? Okay, Emily and Kobe, what's going on with you? I know you had, we left off with you. You just announced your pregnancy. What's going on? They just had a little girl, and she's a, now he works in, I think, asphalt, and she's the stay-at-home mom like she always wanted to be. Okay? So she's, I think, loving life, I guess. I don't know.
I hate her, and I'm sure I want to know if she's more. Still living at her fucking parents' paid-ass yeah. house.
Then she asked Jabri and Miona, what's going on? Bilal's like, my family's just fucking jealous, man, when you're shining bright like a diamond, you know?
That was the weirdest fucking speech. I'm like, are you paranoid? Like, are you coming down off of, like, a coke bin? Like, what is happening?
Yeah.
It was so, so weird. Just being like, you're a star, and she's not.
He's really...
Who are you?
Yeah. Look. And you just shine bright like a diamond.
Diamond.
I miss my mom.
Exactly. I think that's the energy.
Also, but yeah.
He like calls Ari the most jealous person in the world, which is like, sure, but that's like not even the first problem that Ari yeah. has. So
yeah,
I guess. And she's like, well, if I'm the most jealous, then don't I know about jealousy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It sure. They're fine. Like,
what
cool.
a fucking cesspool.
Then we got, who else? She picks in Ari and Benny. He just got his green card. So she's like, great. So what's your job then, motherfucker? He said, MMA. Going at that shit 100%. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And then, again, Jabri, hater asked, you're holding him back with all this jealousy. Well, nope. I did not mean to do that. But that's what
no,
he
you
was-
meant the other one.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, he's been coming in so hot out of nowhere. He already just said, you're the most jealous person, then you're holding him back. I'm like, are you kind of talking about Miona, too? About how you like, it's her interfering with your dream. I'm like, what happened to your band? But, okay, I don't know. I don't know how you look at anything anymore, Jabri. Because it felt like he always had something to say for somebody, but especially Ari. It got to a point where I was just like, okay, cool. Okay. Thank you.
The entire thing... really weird and awkward. Like I yeah. said, it just did not make sense.
What
the
about
aggression,
when? Yeah.
And it felt fake. And I love how he cast the entire problem that Ari had with him doing MMA as like she doesn't support him instead of like, hey, so she doesn't want him to get his neck snapped
mm-hmm.
because then she has to take care of a husband and the kid. And she is not working. So
mm-hmm.
pretty sure that what it has to do with is the safety of the person she's in love with. And not, or I don't know if she's in love, whatever.
Right.
The safety of the person she's with. And like making it be like, oh yeah, no, she's just fucking, you're a hater. I'm like, you're not supposed to necessarily be just lying about how much you think someone should do something. That's
right.
not love.
Yeah. Whatever. Everyone's going to have their time. Emily is like, Kobe, pull your meat out for everybody.
That was the weirdest fucking thing. Pregnant as Kara fucking asking him to disrobe. I'm like, are you okay? Was
and
molesting
she was like,
a child not enough for you?
Emily was even like, come on, baby. Put your little penis out for everybody. Show your underwear.
That was the weirdest, cringiest thing.
The whole thing. She was like, what you talking about his... What's his pack? What's he packing in me with his tidy whiteys or some shit? That was shit was again so pre-planned. I'm like, just okay, cool. Just can you talk about them and their fucked up lives, please? The part that I'm paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Even Muhammad, their brief check in with Sean. I can wear whatever I want now.
Oh boy.
So you know what? We're winning. I have autonomy. I have a little bit of autonomy. I can do some stuff I want. Well, he just says less now about things, but we'll still make really backhanded comments.
Yeah, pretty cool relationship you've got there.
Yeah. And then there was that moment, like right before they get into the each couple, Jabri just again had to go off about being like, yo, Ari and Benny, they're not going to work out.
He's not okay. He's not okay.
Benny wasn't saying shit though either. I was like,
quiet as fuck.
What is going on here? This is the thing I'm curious about. Some people are like, okay, is he being intentionally like this? Was he fucked up? What is the deal with Jabri? Part of me thinks, right? Here's another theory I can, those could all be valid. Another is.
I'm sorry. Is the truth out there?
Well, I don't know if this, again, I don't think it's really that much, but I think it's just kind of straightforward, right? Another explanation for his behavior is he's just a shitty dude who shoots off at the mouth all the time and kind of gets the shit kicked out of him to the point that he's been in a coma because he comes at people sideways. We saw how David, there was something going on, scripted or not. There was clearly he's just always has a chip on his shoulder. And I think it's one thing when you see him in the context of just him and Miona and he's showing her around South Dakota. You then put him in a group of a social context where he's not the main focus. He's not the main character. Other people have seen his behavior. Other people have shit to say about him. He actually has to defend himself, that he's going to revert or like just go to his habit, which is to be shitty, aggro, whatever. And then 2 times out of 10 kind of be right when he talks shit. Other times just be like, okay, it's kind of like his energy all the time.
Yeah, so totally.
That's what I feel like more than, you know, that's what we're seeing. It's every time you see him, he can keep his cool because it's controlled. It's literally the Jabri and Miona show. But the second motherfuckers have something to say about you, now you're like, it's like, no, I think that's
true colors. That's why I hate you.
Where you are, sir. Okay. So let's get into it. Patrick and Thais are the first group Sean speaks with. So
I think there's only one thing to talk about.
Which is
that Patrick has zero sperm.
From all the steroid abuse.
Which I don't know how she was shocked by that information. I'm like, have you seen him? It's a giant body and a tiny pea-sized head. That's not nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the drugs.
Yeah.
Also, I'm sure you noticed his balls were probably tiny. There were a lot of signs. And who the knows? Rage, the roid rage is fucking so present.
Here's money. Here, take this money.
Yeah. So,
I guess, but then he had no sperms. Then the doctor hooked him up, helped the sperm count go up. He never told Thais what was going on. She was sort of like, whatever. Then when they got pregnant, she took 6 pregnancy tests, didn't want to tell him because she's like, man, fuck this family. I don't know. She was like, I don't know what the fuck. Did you think she wants to be pregnant? What do you think is going on?
I think Thais is just a baby. She doesn't know shit.
Damn. How old is she? She's like 23 or 24.
Yeah, she's
like
a tiny baby, and she should definitely have listened to her dad because Patrick is trash.
Woo! So then they're like, oh, why are you so jealous? And she's like, because this dude was fucking around behind my back. That's why.
Ooh.
Yeah, and everyone's like, oh, really? 3 times. Or at least 2 times. But then he uses the fucking weak ass excuse of, well, you know, like I'm really innocent because I couldn't fuck because my steroid pee-pee got deflated with too much White Claw. So I am a saint. Thank you. Innocent. Flawless victory. I'm out.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, no one can accuse you of anything if you didn't end up fucking due to a technical error.
Then at the end of that segment, we get Tim out here being like, I don't know. And it's like, why would you do that? It's just, you know, you're not going to lie about that. So I would never do that either. Huh? Okay. I don't know why they put that on TV. I was like, this is not a good look for him. But again, they put all kinds of stuff. We've seen there is fucking no limit to what they will put on this fucking screen.
Dude, they have been scraping Cancelvania, the bottoms of Cancelvania.
Yeah. They've somehow found, they might be digging deeper than we even know.
They might be so deep, they're going to come out on the other side of the earth.
Yeah. Woo. Okay.
I don't know if we're ready for all that.
All right. Let's take a quick break. Like they did on the show, they had cool box lunches and then argued with each other in the dressing room. But we're going to do that also. And we're going to be right back after this shit.
420 Day Fiancé.
right. America.
We're back. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Just smear it on your fucking head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Take the letters and just go down on them. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Make love to those letters on your keyboard with your fingers. Stimulate them digitally. You feel me?
Until not too hard. Not too hard.
Not too hard. Not too hard. Not too hard.
Pretty fucking told you.
Navigate there with your browser, motherfucker, and catch this fucking live stream. Okay, it's a fucking ride. Cause you're missing my whole facials when I do the team Benzo voice. Anyway,
the facials are pretty intense up in this bitch.
Facial, a lot of facials. Okay, so we're back. Let's see. There, when they had that weird lunch break, there was a moment when Ari's like, Benny, like, I love Benny, but like, yeah, I don't know if you love me. Fuck, dude, he said nothing. I don't know what the fuck is going to be in part two, where the fuck they're at. That shit is such a mess. Fuck.
Seems like there's not really much that you could be saying at this point. You know, I'm like, okay, what?
Not at all.
What's happening?
Okay, so next up, we got Kara and Guillermo. They show the computer argument that they had from earlier in the season where he's like, I want a laptop. She's like, we don't have money. Why don't you get a fucking toothbrush? And then they come back and they start talking about it. Does Kara know we can see her extensions in 4K?
I don't think she does. She was really feeling herself with them things.
Hey, look, I love it. I'm just saying, you got to be careful. They're shooting this shit in high definition.
Super high.
You wouldn't catch me with my painted on hairline in high definition. I'll only do it in standard definition because I can get away with it.
It's in my contract.
In my contract. I have to be shot in 480p.
True.
I'll never. And 720? Fuck that.
Mm-mm. I'm out.
You don't know what my hairline is. Just a bunch of dots I put on with a Sharpie right before in a panic.
I don't need for my fucking face to look so detailed that it's like fucking the surface of the moon. That is unnecessary.
I don't know. Bilal chimes in with a haven't you people ever heard of.
That's plus 1 million from the algo.
What the fuck was that?
Fucking love it.
Bilal chimes in with a haven't you people ever heard of. Feels like you're raising a goddamn child. No, it's much better to call Shahid a knave.
Oh my God.
But yeah,
he's that was amazing.
Thank you so much. Patrick is like, you told him to get a toothbrush. That's condescending. What the fuck are you talking about, fool? That's not. She's just saying, you don't have computer money, motherfucker. You got toothbrush money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what most people are like. Yeah. How is that fucking bad? Like, I don't. What are we saying?
But dude,
here?
Then literally, Kara's like, basically, Guillermo's a child. I'm like, you are fucking him.
Right.
What are you doing? You can't call someone a child and a toddler and then be saying that you're having a baby with them. What is wrong with you?
Chicken hawking. I don't know.
A toddler can't even hold a baby. Like, weight-wise, it's not going to work out.
Well, I mean, it can. I've seen photos like that where, like, you have, like, the wild Catholic friends where, like, they're...
Dude, it's staged.
They're, like,
staged.
10 months.
That was a stunt baby. Don't trust it.
You never seen that? You never seen someone like, and this is a picture of a baby holding a baby. And they're like, that's me holding them. Anyway. All that to say, they're in a weird spot. I don't think she's being condescensioning, if that's a word. But also, I feel like right after that, we heard, like, they went on social media, and at least on Reddit, there was, like, a post saying that Kara and Guillermo said that production put them up to that whole fucking stunt anyway, like, during production, to bicker over the laptop. Or him proposed that.
Okay, well, it seemed pretty fucking real on the tell-all.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
And then she asked him how many times he has used the laptop after he got it. And he said, a bunch of times. And she's like, okay, be honest. And he's like, a couple of times.
You know what, though? transparency bonus. He didn't try to go fake news with it. He came around.
But just like Jesus Christ. Maybe
hey, don't pay. Hey, hold on. You're not going to bring the Lord's name in vain in here. First of all. I believe you said cheese and rice.
That is what I said.
Okay, thank you. Amen. He is risen. Have you been watching the rehearsal, by the way?
No. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, I have.
Did you watch the latest one?
No, not the latest
one. It's basically Christianity versus Judaism.
Oh, wow.
And it's a fucking wild, okay?
Wow.
Give it up to the heavenly texts. But anyway. We'll get back to them because Kara and Guillermo have another moment together when Chris shows up, but that's later in the episode and we will get to
that. But also, Kara like mocks Guillermo by saying, oh, so you want me to just say, oh, I just don't think this is a good idea. Is that what you want? And everyone's like, yeah, basically. Right. And she's like, oh, but like not mocking. Okay.
Oh, sure. Okay. I'll figure that part out. Bilal and Shida, for them, we do car tap gate, where he's like, I'll pull this car over if you're going to assault me when I'm driving. Guillermo, first of all, like, when
Sorry. Before we move on.
Yes, sorry.
That Patrick really told on himself when he said that, Kara, you're controlling. It's very American women. So you're saying the reason you went to another country mm-hmm. and kidnapped a young girl that you could bring back and isolate her from her family
yes.
is that control you didn't like how much control yep. and say American yep. women got yep. to have in a relationship
exactly.
with you.
Exactly. That part. That okay, so you know you're smart. Okay, you get it. That's why I'm friends with more females. Like you.
Who see the bigger female picture. Thought.
But yeah, Bilal and Shida. Snooze fest, bringing up the fucking tap gate, and he pulls over the car. I like how Guillermo's like, I want to be like you. And Patrick is like, man, fuck this guy's word salad, man. He's just a slick talking salesman. But sir, you just told on yourself also again.
It is completely insane when you're watching Patrick talk and you're like, how is that last thing right? But you're so completely unaware of being a misogynist and a piece of shit the rest yeah. of the time.
Yeah. These are constant. He's just deploying all kinds of sales tactics. You know, you're overcoming obstacles for the mark. I mean, for the customer. So that's all this is. You know, and that's what he does. He and keeps dude, it so vague. Yeah.
Guillermo, you need to find better role models. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Yeah.
You yeah. mean unhappy and a piece I think, of shit?
I don't think he knows anything about much. I think he's like, that guy has a house and has like a, like seemingly from the outside, a steady job. I don't know what his fucking emotional state is. Fuck that. I don't want that. I like those objects that he's in possession of.
Well, I think it's more, he's like, wow, he really made that woman feel small. I'd like to be like that one day.
Yeah. I don't know. He's a baby though. I honestly think he's like, I like those toys that kid has, but who knows? Then Shahida comes out. I'm sorry. His first wife.
I would never leave a woman on the side of the road except for when I did that to you.
Well, I never did, but I never did, but I never did. See, that's the difference, you see, because I would just never do that. And that's what you're trying to say. I would never do that. I will only threaten them with physical violence.
Yeah.
I will not. Okay, well, Okay, now that I say that out loud, that does sound a little bit weird. Okay,
maybe I'm made different.
I'm going to lecture myself.
I don't
myself.
Actually hit them, you know?
I'm going to lecture myself. Yeah, let me talk to myself over here in the corner. Bilal, let me sit myself down. Hey, okay, Bilal, let me talk to you. All right, what's going on, young man? Let me tell you something. Okay, so right now you seem a little bit confused. That's
youth pastor energy.
Big or imam energy as Shahida, his ex-wife, comes out. They talk about the divorce. And again, I like Sean's like, so what the fuck happened, girl? Where did it all go wrong? Why is he nasty? Why does nobody want to be with him? What is the root cause of all this failure, in your opinion? She talks about how she wanted to do what was best for her and that things went south because she entered the marriage wanting a best friend and got more of a...
jailer type situation?
Lecturer, professor, fuckface energy? Which is wild because that's all Shite has been saying the whole time. And She asked for the divorce, and he's like, again, she's like, yeah, he's very particular. So when you were raising young kids, you know, they're fucking little nightmares because they are not clean. That was only adding chaos to the relationship because he couldn't handle that shit. And everyone's just like, I was watching. I was like, Shida, girl, get the fuck up out of there. He has not changed. He's let the divorce make him bitter and like double down on all his shit. You know what I mean? Like he didn't take from the divorce from Shahida and be like, oh yeah, I need to really think about that. Like I failed to, like, whatever she thought a partner was, I didn't get there. Maybe I am a lecturer. Maybe there is something truth to that. I don't have to say, yeah, maybe I'm a total piece of shit, but maybe there's some truth to this. He didn't give a fuck. He just went right back to it. Come on, man. I see right through it.
He got called out for his constant testing. They were like, what the fuck? Kobe was like, that prank was the worst prank ever.
That's not a fucking prank.
What are you doing? That's just lying to a woman to be like, gotcha.
That's
fuck you.
That's a prank as much as those dumbass YouTube videos from 10 years ago, which were like stepping on somebody's Jordans in the hood prank.
Oh, God.
And you're like, that's not a fucking prank, man. You are you're antagonizing people. That's not a fucking, there's no spirit of humor in that. You're there to elicit a negative response from somebody and then just, you know, fucking see what you get from there and then, you know, yes and that shit from there. It's fucking so stupid. And then even Shahida was like, you know, when I saw her not like that house, are you fucking serious?
Shut up.
This is not, whatever. So goodbye to all that, you know? And then but to my reference from the beginning part, is Sean is like, Shida, can I tell you something? This is just me just observing what the fuck is happening. You have not looked at Shahida at all. Is that for real? Or is that, am I not seeing something? Am I missing something? She's like, no, that's fact. Mm-hmm. She came at me sideways like Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, essentially the whole thing was I did not like how she confronted me in my own damn kitchen.
Yeah.
And she's also been shady in her like overall approach.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ex is like, she says, you know, I didn't have any assets. And she goes, okay, when I say assets, I mean you don't have a car in America.
Fuck up.
And she hit in America way too hard.
You don't have a house in Barbados. You live with your parents. You're a 16-year-old virgin who can't drive.
Drive.
That was way harsh, Shahida.
Pretty much.
That's what she came at her
That's
with.
That's a clueless bone.
Clueless bone.
300K.
Great, great, great film, you know? Taught me so much. I used to do that bit that Donald Faison would be like, yo, woman, let me $5. Okay, excuse me, Miss Dion. Damn. What a time. Anyway, so that's them. Whatever. I'm sure we'll hear more about them in the next one. I don't know. I barely watched like the next time on the tell. I was like, whatever.
It was so boring. Skipped Who cares?
It. Should we move on?
Yeah. Let's move on to the fact that they brought back our favorite side character.
Wait, even Muhammad was next.
Oh, sorry.
But they are our favorite. But yes, we will get to Chris, our favorite side character. I have so many, you know, somebody is some form of a Molly dealer all the time to me. I just find you might be T'Challa's Molly dealer. You might be someone else's Molly dealer. I have a few ideas.
He looks like Kevin Federline's Molly dealer up in this bitch.
So even Muhammad. Sean again kicks it off and is like, okay, even Muhammad, y'all were a fucking disaster, my guy. How are things now? And they're like, we're okay. Yeah. He's like, I'm a feminist now.
See my new hair?
Yeah.
It is harder to pull out of my head for identification purposes.
I'm very still and living in the past, but I get it now. She can choose her clothes, but I will tell them they are bad.
But also, if she chooses them, I will say, but please put more clothes on.
Yeah. Everyone's like, wow, oh my God, Muhammad, you've done so
much. You really changed.
So much progress. And Eva's like, well, hold on one second. Maybe, but he will still say some shit if I'm wearing a tank top. He'll be like, oh, you're wearing tank top.
I would rather you die from heat.
No, you will wear a wool cardigan because I demand it. You will not wear spaghetti straps. I'm a principal at the 1997 junior high dance. You cannot wear spaghetti straps.
If you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Then Kara is like, you know, like she's like, how dare he project his insecurities on someone else? And so Jabri, while she's talking about this, she's like, you know, this doesn't make sense for him to come at her. Jabri's like, okay, hold on. So you've been to Egypt? Okay, well, I've been twice. So, what? Jabri. Then he's like caping for him.
Who are you having an argument with, my man?
Oh, my God.
Yourself?
I don't fucking know. Fool, what? No wonder nobody like you. That's probably why you don't have a fucking career. If you are like, if you're out there behaving like this in public, bro, nobody's gonna fuck with you. Nobody's fucking with you. I'm sorry. This is not how it is. But also, you know, I haven't fully assessed your talents, but I'm, in the terms of Shark Tank, I'm out. Okay? I'm out. But yeah, I don't know. Shida is also asking Eve a very accurate and efficient question, which is, why did you think being with an Egyptian man who's like a religious, like Muslim, was going to end up in some like utopian relationship based on what your cultural beliefs are? But yeah, then there's like a part where she's like, I'm an independent woman. He's like, yeah, you're an independent woman, and I'm happy for you about that. Like being like an asshole like that. Yeah, I mean, that don't mean shit. Yeah, okay, I'm happy for you. Go, yeah, go ahead. That's what you say to fucking be condescending. I'm happy for you. If you're like, yeah, I got rights. You're like, oh, yeah, you got rights. Okay, yeah, I'm happy for you. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, rights. You love to see it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have rights. Guess what? You will be left behind. You insist on that. So, yeah, Boar Fest there. It's just hard when it's like one of those relationships, too, where you're like, God, why did they go through with it?
It's wild.
Okay, let's get into it. Chris is back. The McRib is back in the form of Chris, Kara's high school boyfriend. They cut back to like when he first pulled up with his yellow camo life vest sort of outfit, if you remember. He looked like he was like on a shrimp boat powered by Molly or some shit. That's my first take on that old outfit. Then he comes out. So this outfit he comes out in, I love when people really swing for the fences at the tell-all and are like, I'm on a whole other wave. Like, and not that like Chris, he was always trying to show out whenever he was on camera, but this time he was wearing like a flat brim cap with, you know, circular shades, a suit on. But like with the way his curly hair was coming out, he kind of looked like he might have been light skinned. Like he was Sinbad's illegitimate son, but also like a Hasidic Molly dealer. That's the other vibe that I got from him with that outfit. What did you think of his hat and glasses combo?
I thought it was like he was trying to dress up for an event that took place in the 2000s. And so, you know, whatever that is. And also, what a waste of that guy. You could have been so messy and instead you just like came in, cleaned him up, and like he couldn't even do his like weird ass messy shit.
Right.
I don't like it.
Okay. Well, they bring him back and it's just weird. This would felt pretty tired.
We also like, already have heard this. So
yeah. But again, Sean, again, I like the just direct blow questions. So why would you say your relationship was wild, y'all? What's going on there? He's like, we fucked whatever, wherever, however, whenever, why ever. Okay, that's how we got down. And then Sean is like, Kara, Chris said you cheated on him twice. Again. And then Ben going around to everybody in the audience or like on the panel, they're going, okay, so who here has cheated? Raise your hands. Let me see.
Yeah, that's my favorite fucking message. So anybody else want to have their life ruined right
yeah.
now?
Yeah. And then there was like a moment too later on, the John came out. I stopped typing at that point.
It's really not interesting. He's just like classic drunk uncle. And he basically says that he got drunk and told a random girl that Thais was pregnant. And the girl commented on Thais's Instagram being like, congratulations. And like Thais hadn't even told her mom and shit or dad or whatever. So yeah, who cares? Basically, that's it.
I mean, what did you think of his pissing contest with Jabri? Hey, Sparkles. All right, Sparkles.
I mean, yeah, you both suck. He's like, hey, how much beer did you drink this morning? Oh, look at your sparkly jacket. Oh, it's bouncing off your head. I'm like, I'm so bored.
Bro, these both people couldn't have like two less witty combatants. Just the same. Okay, they're shining off your head. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, I might beat you up. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's not going to be the end of that story. All right, Sparkles. Oh, my God. That's like the kind of shit I remember, like, like your friends would do in college. And you're like, yo, shut the fuck up, bro. I'm going to fuck both of y'all up. Have you ever been there where you are so annoyed by two people bickering that your solution is that you're going to fuck both of them up for annoying you? That's how I feel like they were giving me that feeling too. Or like, and I don't know, maybe I could have handled them at the same time. I don't know. But I'm willing to express that because that's how I feel. Okay. But yeah, it was, yeah, I was not entertained, Maximus, if you ask me. All right, what else? Anything else?
That's it. We did it.
We're out of here. Bye. Could you imagine we just ended it like that so abruptly?
Yeah, just
like my parents' marriage. Okay, let's do this like this. We'll do a proper ending. First of all, are you looking forward to part two of the tell-all? Did you see anything? I couldn't keep my concentration.
I didn't even want to. I was like, I'm so bored already.
We'll see. I mean, look, we'll slog through it. And then
I'm ready for the mess.
What's coming up next? Is it I saw the preview for that next single, Life. Debbie is out here, really? You know she got a titty tattoo?
Oh my God, no, but that tracks.
She got a butterfly.
Sick.
Debbie's out
here. Mariposa.
Out here, okay? Thank you. Look at you, Mariposa.
No big deal. Pura vida.
Okay, wow. Look at you. Okay. Anyway, thank you all for joining us. We will be back for part two. Check us out Twitter, Instagram at 420dayfiance, 420dayfiance.com. Grab that merch. Where else? Twitch.tv/420dayfiance, patreon.com/420dayfiance. Final two ultimatums or three ultimatums coming at you very soon. And then, yeah, we will see you very, very soon. And man, keep watching those. There's so much trash out there. Not all of it is good. Although, again, I just want to say on this podcast, I have been watching 90 Day Fiancé UK. It's like half interesting, half the Japanese guy is so fucking weird. Anyway, thank you all. So, till next time, I've been Sophia Alexandra. Find me at The Sophia, SOFIYA on Twitter and Instagram. Check me out on my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown with Courtney Kosak. Check me out on my album, Father's Day. Check me out on my social media handles where you can see where I'm performing next. If you're on the live stream or depending on when this drops, I'll be performing Friday, right?
Yes, at Bar Lubitsch in LA.
Okay, Bar Lubitsch. Okay, let them know.
So, you obviously know me. I am Miles Gray. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And you know my other fucking dope podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, which is literally every fucking day. And Mad Boosties.
Woo!
If you're into basketball, check it out.
Yeah, we all are. All right, y'all. We will see you very soon. Thanks so much for checking us out. Please check out the live stream. It's pretty fun. Okay, until next time. Bye. Love you.
20-day fiancé.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.